Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
And I'm feeling a little bit more alive today.
You sound like you feel better.
I do.
Good.
Yep.
Your steroid shot.
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm telling you, I got one on each side.
Oh.
And it's like right up high on the hip this time, so that wasn't pleasant how it felt. But gosh, I really love how it made me feel better. So.
Yeah, for sure. I wish I'd gone and got one.
Dang East Texas allergies.
It's the worst. And the weather going up and down. Like, last week it was almost 80 degrees outside, and now it's back getting colder again.
Right.
Hate it.
Ugh. Okay, I don't like it cold, and I don't like it hot. I like it hot if I'm at the beach.
Yes, okay.
If I'm by the pool, something like that. But if I'm having to work in the heat,
I don't know. I like to have fun in the warm weather.
Me too.
Yeah, so how's your day been so far?
Oh my gosh, so busy. So busy, yes. I work at the Tiki Hut Tanning Salon and Boutique.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so we had so many shoppers in today. It was, I didn't have a break at all until literally like 2 minutes before my relief came in. Then all of a sudden, it was an empty store.
Good, that's awesome. I was... I don't think I've said on the podcast where I work.
You said you own a flower shop.
Yeah, it's Hometown Girls Flowers and Gifts. And I was stupid busy this morning, which is a good problem to have.
It is.
But yeah, I had 2 funerals going on, and so I was just now had a minute to like sit down.
Mm.
So yeah, it's been super busy.
Now, this episode will be aired After Christmas.
But
right now, it's actually still before Christmas.
Yes.
We're recording. So we're getting ready for all that.
Yes.
Festive.
I'm excited.
Festive festivities.
I'm so excited. My daughter and her fiance have gone to Hot Springs for the weekend, so they brought me my grand puppy.
Oh, I love so grand puppies.
So I had him last night. I've got him this weekend. I'm so excited. He's such a sweet boy. His name's Slider, and he's precious.
Mm. What kind is he?
He is a Cocker Spaniel Pomeranian mix.
Okay.
And he's very sweet.
Nice.
But, yeah. He's loud. He barks a lot. So, anyway, yeah.
Aww.
And then they'll be back on Sunday. And then all my kids will be here, and we're going to have Christmas on Monday. And Christmas with my dad's family on Tuesday. And then... that's Christmas.
Yep. We're going to go take my granddaughter tonight to that Piney Park
place. That the Lots in Marshall? Or?
Yes. There's all kinds of things that go on there. I know they have like a food truck court set up. And,
oh, that's fun.
There's activities and things like that. I'm not sure what the cost to get in is. I know that there is a price to get in, but it looked like it was going to be loads of fun. And she'll enjoy that.
I remember when I was a kid, we would always like load up the car and drive to Marshall just to like drive through the fancy neighborhoods and look at all the lots.
I did that too. And they used to have a little skating rink set up as well. I don't know if they still do that.
I don't know. I haven't been in years.
Oh, I haven't either.
During Christmas. So.
Mm-mm. No, not since they set up Carmella's in Longview. I'd drive through there to see the lights.
I've never
done that this year.
I've never driven through there.
It's really pretty.
I've never done that.
And it's free. They don't charge, but they do ask if you want to make a donation at the end, which I always try to give some kind of donation because, I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I know that they do some things for charity as well there. So.
Yeah, I always see that big, long line, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not sitting in that line.
It can be super long. I've happened to come across it on like a weeknight before where it's getting close to the end and there was not a line and I was able to go through it. It's just really neat.
Yeah.
It's cool. To have something that close, I think it's neat.
Yeah.
Because this is a tiny little town.
So tiny. Yeah, but we love it. So, and then after Christmas is New Year's.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
You have no idea how ready I am for 2025.
Girl. Yes.
Now, I remember here, now, I do have to say that I did not experience as much hardships during the 2020 year when everybody was just ready for the whole year to be over with. It really wasn't a bad year for me, as far as everybody in my household except for myself, they were all considered essential workers. So they got to go to work. We lived life pretty normal still. We still hung out with the exact same people because they only hung out with exactly us. So nobody really got sick or anything like that. So that wasn't a hard year for me. This year, though, Sandy, I am so ready for some good things to happen. So ready for it.
Yeah. 2020 was a tough year for me. That was the year my mom died, all that stuff. I mean, like, personal-wise, like, business-wise. Did you know that flower shops licensing is through the Department of Agriculture, which technically made me an essential worker?
Oh, wow.
I was the bringer of joy.
That was very important.
So, yeah.
So were the liquor stores.
Yeah, liquor stores, yes. Liquor stores and flower shops, yes. So, I mean, financially, 2020 was a great year, but as far as loss and that kind of thing, 2020 sucked. This year's been a soul sucker, just for different reasons. Just,
well, you work in a business where you deal with people who grieve.
Yes.
There's a lot of mourning going on with the customers that you have. As a matter of fact, how many times have I come into your shop this year personally? This was before we even really knew each other that well.
Yeah.
Because of grief, you know, needing to purchase flowers for funerals. And so it really is a hard, it has to be hard on you sometimes.
It does get draining because, you know, I'm already like such an introvert, and you have to talk to these people, and you have to like try and be like super professional and like, they are, when people grieve like that, they're so in their grief, they don't know what they want, and so I kind of have to like lead them in a direction of, do you want real flowers or fake flowers, do you want silk, do you want like what color, like that kind of thing. And it's emotionally draining for me too. I mean, I love it because I feel like I get to, I don't want
to, you get to shine a little light where there's a whole lot of darkness.
Yeah, like I try to like be light and have a smile and try and, you know. And then, you know, some of my customers will come in and go, I wish I had a beer, I wish I had a glass of wine. I'm like, I got you, because I've always got, you know, stuff up here.
Ooh, sorry, thought I had that turned off.
Is that your hubs calling?
Next best. Daughter number one.
Daughter number one. Okay. Do you want me to pause it?
No. It's fine. I'll call her right back.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, with everything that has happened this year, I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to be that person that says, I'm not going to call it and say, 2025, that's my year. I mean, I say that as a
don't do it.
I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I am not an introvert. I am an extrovert, but I do tend to hermit. I hermit. I go inside myself. I stay inside my home. I don't get out much. You have no idea how much you've pulled me out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Just coming up here, because I mean, I do. I have a really bad tendency when things are not going that well that I just want to go home. I want to put on my pajamas. I just want to hermit. I do. And with everything that's happened, I catch myself saying I'm not going to be that person, because there are so many things that are not terrible that I want to focus on that, you know. And my friend Jamie, the one that he passed away first this year, and one of the things that he always taught us was that he wanted to live while he was alive, you know?
Yeah.
And I really want to do that. And so even with everything that's happened, you know, my goal for 2025 is to not hermit, to spend time with the people I love, spend time with my family, spend time with my friends, go out and do and live, not just exist.
Yeah.
I want to be,
that's really good, Christine.
That I just live my best life.
Yeah. That's great. I don't know. I don't think I really have like anything profound to say like that. I mean, we've all got things we can work on. I'm just so over this year. I want this year to be done and move on to the next thing. Do you have any, like, New Year's resolutions? Live your best life.
Because I don't want to be a liar to myself. I'm not a New Year's resolution kind of girl. I just want to guide myself into just, like, gently reminding myself to, it's okay to put yourself out there. It's okay to, you know what, maybe going home and getting in my pajamas is not the best thing to do today. Because and that kind of can be signs of depression. I know that. No, I'm not going to make a resolution. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. I mean, I can be honest and tell you, man, I sure did eat some of my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
The past few months.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, I went to the doctor, you know, this weekend. I want to step down that scale. I had gained 11 pounds. 11, that's huge for my, I'm very short.
I'm up a few pounds myself, but it's because I drink my feelings.
Yeah.
With the beer, and beer's like the worst thing if you're trying to not gain weight.
I'm not going to blame it on the beer. Maybe I should.
I always blame it on the beer. Blame it on the beer. Yeah, I don't really do resolutions either. I made one last year, and I had bought myself an exercise bike. I'm going to get on my exercise bike, and I'm going to do it every day for however long or whatever. And I did. I did every day for January, and then in February, I fell and broke my kneecap in half.
Yeah, I remember that.
And have not touched it since then. Should I tell a story of breaking my knee?
Yes, I think you need to share that.
It was the Monday before Valentine's Day, and we were up here working late at nighttime, trying to get everything ready for Valentine's Day. And I had gone outside to smoke a cigarette, and the porch has like three steps down, and I had walked off the porch to just like walk out in the yard and smoke. And when I was coming back, there was some stuff that I had, like, thrown out of my car that was kind of by the steps. And I should have picked it up and put it in the dumpster, and I just didn't do it anyway. And so, as I was about to walk up the porch steps, concrete porch steps, I was putting my phone in my back pocket, and I was distracted or whatever. Anyway, my shoelace got caught in this stuff that I had thrown on the ground. And I just went down hard with my kneecap on the edge of the steps. And it broke into like three pieces. It was awful. It was horrible. It was the worst pain.
That gives me chills just thinking about it.
Oh my God. And it sounded like a gunshot went off. It was so loud when it broke. And my leg instantly was like, my lower leg was just like flopping. Like it wasn't attached. It was awful. It was so bad. Like, when I went to turn over, my lower leg, like, wouldn't. It was awful. It was awful. It was horrible. And, so anyway, I went to the emergency room that night, and they gave me a brace and was like, yeah, this is going to require surgery. Mm-hmm. And, oh, God, insurance. It was almost 2 weeks before I could get surgery on my knee. That was a necessary operation, not elective, nothing like that. I had a goal plan, girl, and nobody took it. Mm. Nobody took my United Healthcare goal plan. It took me 2 weeks to find a doctor that would take my insurance and a hospital.
That is awful.
I mean, I have a cousin that is an orthopedic surgeon that he would have done the surgery, but the hospital was going to cost me something like $20,000. Mm. And I mean, I don't have $20,000 that I can get my hands on, you know? And so.
That is insane.
It was crazy.
And right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Which is my busiest holiday of the year.
I want to say that your husband actually delivered Valentine's.
He did.
Because I remember him coming into our shop.
Yes. Yeah. My husband delivered. Mikey, my son Mikey was up here. I've made a little designer out of him. And so him and my other girls just made it work. Yeah, I was out of work for like a month and a half. Mm. It was awful. I had to do rehab. All of that. So.
No.
But, yeah.
Well, I am so glad that you were able to have it.
Yes. And I do want to say, like, as somebody who... I don't want to say victimized by my insurance company, but yeah, kind of. What happened to the CEO of United Healthcare is absolutely uncalled for and ridiculous and wrong.
Right.
I understand being upset with your insurance company, obviously, but like, take a step back. Mm. Like, let's not act like barbarians.
Right.
Like, there are other ways to handle things. So, just...
That's really sad that we've come to this point, though.
Yeah, it really is.
I can understand, you know. I remember at one point in time fighting with the insurance company over my mother's chemo, the prescription being filled. And it was chemo pills she were taking. And they just didn't want to fill it. And thank God she had another supplemental insurance that went ahead and paid for that. Because, I mean, that was the only kind that she could take. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, well, there's other forms of chemo she could take. No, that was the only one that the doctor said would work on what she... I mean, and it did work. You know, they gave her 3 months to live, and I had her for 3.5 more years. So, yeah. That was wonderful to have my mom that much longer. But I understand how people can get so passionate and upset.
I mean, that knee surgery still cost me almost $16,000.
Wow.
Out of pocket. Because they just wouldn't cover it. Mm. And I was paying also $800 a month for health insurance.
That is insane.
Goal plan. So while I understand the sentiment, like, let's not run out in the streets and do stupid shit.
No.
It's craziness.
No, I don't think it's going to fix the problem.
No, I do hope that there's maybe some reform insurance-wise coming that can kind of, like, I don't think health insurance should be like free for everybody like it is in like Canada. I don't think that's really the way to go. Like, I don't mind paying for insurance, but when I need it, it needs to pay.
That's right.
So I went back to Blue Cross Blue Shield because I've never had a problem with Blue Cross Blue Shield ever. So that's what I changed mine back to.
Yeah, that's what we're on right now too.
And I will never, probably ever change it again.
Wow.
Still got a little lingering hack.
Yeah.
I should have gone to the doctor and got a steroid shot like Christy, and I didn't do it.
I saw my doctor just earlier, right before I came here, and first thing she says, are you feeling better? Oh my gosh, so much better. Well, good advice. If you have asthma and your inhaler's out of date, I don't think it's going to hurt you to use it, but it's not helping you because I felt so much better as soon as my new inhaler came in. check those dates.
Get those filled regularly.
It's probably a good idea.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Yep, I was carrying around an inhaler that was out of date by like over a year.
Girl.
I know.
No.
Yep. That was, yeah.
So no resolutions.
No, just a good, I'm gonna have a good year. And you know, even with everything that has, I'm an optimist. I don't want this, I don't want grief to change me. I want to still remain an optimist. I want to look at the blessings still. I want to see the things that are positive, and I don't know, I'm just trying to focus on that. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I used to be a lot happier of a person, like, back before all the COVID and losing my mom and all that stuff. And so I think I'm finally, like, starting to get back to being that person.
Yeah.
Because I just shut down for a long time.
So you hermit also. You do the same thing.
I do. Yeah. I hermit. And I was coming to work, doing my job, and going home. Mm-hmm. And sitting in my bed. And watching Below Deck and drinking beer. So, Maybe I'm not.
You know, and it's helped me a lot too. And maybe this also kind of was a boost that you didn't realize you were getting. When you work in the public, you can't be angry. You can't be upset. You can't be sad. You have to be helpful, hopeful, happy.
Oh, well, all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
And so our slogan at work is it's always sunny at the Tiki Hut. And so, you know, I remind myself of that when I walk through the door, that I personally need to be sunny, which I kind of feel like I try to be that anyway, but sometimes not so much, you know. We all have bad days.
Yeah, everybody has bad days. But yeah, when my mom died, she died and I was back at work the next day because I had to. Mm-hmm. And I made all the flowers for her funeral. And
I just cannot imagine.
I could, if I knew that if I sat in my house, it was not going to be good.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be bad. Which, starting around the end of October, my seasonal depression kicks in anyway. It just does every year. And so then my mom died in November, and so I was kind of already in my seasonal depression. And then all of that happened, and then it was just, ugh. So I had to get up and come back to work. And
but, you know, I don't think that there's a, cliche, people say all the time, there's no wrong way to grieve, there's no wrong, but the deal is, you know, it may take you longer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay, because you have to do things at your own pace. You have to go through these things your own way. I believe that. And I'm not saying I'm over everything that's happened this year. I'm not. I'm sure that something's going to slap me in the face just as soon as I think that we're moving on, you know. Well, you know, even right after losing my sister, one of my other best friends, her father passed away, you know. And this is just, it's so difficult to see people that you love going through that as well. So
yeah.
I think that moving forward, I really want this next year to not be about loss. I want it to be about... gain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just want to be happy. But like, and I want to add to the, you know, people come in here all the time grieving, in the flower shop. It's especially hard when it's somebody that I know. It's especially hard when it's somebody that I know and I've known all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to school with their kids, or I don't, you know, stuff like that. And so it's kind of makes it, you know, but that's part of it. I sit up here and cry with my customers and just, you know, try to comfort them the best I can, but it is hard on me. It's draining. But I do love what I do, so I don't, I would never not do it, you know. I'll be up here working at the flower shop till lunch day of my funeral.
Y'all give me a minute.
Yeah, just let me finish my own flowers. It'll be fine. Oh, Lord, yeah. So.
Well, we're going to do happy, happy thoughts.
I think so.
We're going to make some memories this year.
Yes.
That's what I look forward to, that. We're going to make some memories.
Yeah, we've got some trips planned.
We are going to learn all the things about each other.
Yeah.
We're going to
we're going to monetize this podcast.
Oh, okay. Money's good. But we're going to make each other laugh.
Yeah, we're
going to
make.
We're going to be some joy givers to each other.
Yeah, and maybe a few other people will find joy in what we're doing. But I think it's really cool that we started this podcast like right at the beginning of our friendship, and so like years from now we can look back on it and be like, remember when we were little baby friends?
Right?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's a fun way to start a friendship. And
I had somebody message me this week and ask me what our podcast was about. And so, okay, for anybody who's a new follower,
yeah.
I can tell you, look it. I don't even know if this has been done before. And y'all don't correct me if it has, because I don't care. I want to think that we're original. But this whole thing is just, you know, it's two people that didn't know each other at all.
Yeah.
You know, you were my customer, I was your customer, but we didn't have any kind of personal connections or relationship.
Mm-mm.
And to go from that to getting to know each other right here for everybody to witness, grown-ups making friends, I think that's cool.
I think it's so cool. Yeah. I think it's fun. I think we're having a blast doing this.
Yeah.
And we're having a blast being friends.
I think so,
and
too.
I hope that other... people in our situation, you know, like grown women that are kind of hermits and don't really put themselves out there will find, like, somebody else to be friends with.
Right.
And be encouraged.
And it doesn't have to be somebody that you have everything in common with, because...
Yeah, no, we don't have that much in common.
Just the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're super different people.
Right.
But it's... I think it's cool that we can find common ground and find things to talk about. And I just think it's super fun.
It is.
Yeah. So I hope that we encourage other women to make friends with... Just be a strong bunch of women.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Get out of your
comfort zone. Get out of your pajamas. Get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Because,
Girl, you know, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, me, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Right.
Because I'm a homebody. But... And I feel so... sometimes I used to talk to my mom about it. I was like, I feel so fake because I can put on, like, my professional face. And I can talk to anybody about anything and be so professional and so calm on the outside in any setting, really. But on the inside, I'm a whole hot mess, having a panic attack, like, just freaking out. And as soon as I'm out of that situation... I have to go, like, smoke a cigarette and, like, calm down about it.
Right.
Because it stresses me out so much, which I feel like I'm better than I used to be. And being in this business has kind of made me be better than I used to be. Just the amount of people I have to deal with and the interactions that I have to have that are...
But look, even at this age, look how we can still grow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
That's right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, the next time that we get to speak to all of our friends out there, it will be 2025.
I know.
That's exciting.
Well, we still have to record that episode.
We do have one left, don't we?
We do have one left.
Oh, no, because it will not post until...
No, it won't post until...
That's right.
After the first, so... well, we hope everyone has a super Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year. And just live your best life.
That's right. And if you're dead a little bit, like us.
Yeah.
You know what? It's okay, because I said it before, but that means you're still a little bit alive, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, we love all our little bit dead people.
That's right.
Because it just makes me happy. Well, email us. Send us stuff. Find us on Facebook. Our email is We're Little Bit Dead. WereLilBitDead. Facebook is Little Bit Dead on Facebook.
Y'all, you know what? If you have experienced similar things, send us your stories.
Send us stories. Tell us about making a new friend. Tell us about losing your mom. Tell us about whatever you've been through. We'll talk about it.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Send us topics.
Absolutely. That'll be great.
Yeah. Like, send us something for us to talk about. So.
All right.
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a fabulous New Year. And we will talk to you next week.
Yes.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.